Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, we're not. But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode, which is where we hear from you, the listeners of this show. We share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
Indeed. But please do remember, we are podcast hosts. We're not experts. We always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
So look, hit us up on the voice memes. I was trying to come up with a fun jeans voice memes. Hit us up on the voice memes, or you can also text us 781-591-0390, or you can hit us up on the Jeems, the gmail.com, forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And just a reminder, you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. Follow us on Twitter at forever35pod, on Instagram at forever35podcast. Join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/forever35podcast. The password is serums. We also have a newsletter, forever35podcast.com/newsletter, and you can shop all the products that we talk about on the show at shopmyshelf.us/forever35, arranged a little more intuitively, if you will.
We have a couple other things to talk about today, though, don't we, Dori?
We do. We have some announcements.
Announcements, announcements, announcements. Did you ever sing that at camp?
No, I did not.
Well, you missed out. I'm glad I saved it for the podcast.
I guess
okay,
I did.
Take it away.
Wow. Oh, you want me to take it away?
You take it away. Yeah, you make the first announcement here.
Okay. Well, as we have discussed on a previous episode, we now have merch. Woo! And
we
it's live.
We have merch. And it's gorgeous.
The merch is gorgeous.
I'm obsessed with it.
My personal favorite is the Dori's Hotel Welcome Kit.
I mean, how could you not? How could you not love a notepad, a keychain, and a little box of matches, all branded from the fictional Dori's Hotel, a place Dori created in her mind that is run by Hotel General Manager Kate H. Spencer? I mean, we got to tell you, the chuckles that we had over, like, the chuckles slash oohing and aahing over the beauty of this this product was really something else.
I'm personally pretty obsessed.
Yeah, I mean, it's adorable.
I'm personally pretty obsessed. Yeah. What's your favorite, Kate?
Well, I actually really love the journal. It's really beautiful. You know how sometimes you get a journal and it's like, it's pretty, but it's not like actually a solid journal. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's not like the paper's flimsy, the lines are too small. Like, it's not actually like created for journaling. It's just created to look nice. This is a journal's journal. But I love, like, every time I look at the cover, it makes me feel happy and I chuckle at the tagline on it, which is, there's a lot to unpack here, because truly,
I know, it's so
like,
funny.
Journals are where we go to unpack. We worked with Balance Bound, and they did an amazing job creating all these products for us. They They listen to the show. They clearly get our sense of humor, and they have a beautiful aesthetic. And it's just, I just am like, I'm just in love with it all. I'm in love with it all. I can't wait to put the stickers all over my little computer case. I just feel proud of it.
I also really love the pencil set, but you know, I love a pencil set.
That's very on brand for you. I feel like you're a crossworder. You're a pencil really person.
Is. Yes. Well, I'm a pencil person.
All of these things can be found at balancebound.co/shop/forever35.
Yep.
So if you are hankering for any sort of delightful paper products, stickers, sticky note set, a notepad that's really very, two very useful notepads, an Intenshi's notepad for your day, and just like a to-do list. We are excited, I think, also that these things are also useful.
Yes.
Wouldn't you say, Dory? Would you agree?
Yes. Yes. They're not just decorative.
Yeah, you'll actually use these and enjoy using them. And I think that is what really brings me a lot of joy.
Totally. Okay, so we have another announcement.
We are like, it's like assembly. I love it. It's like the first day of school.
Yes. Now, I will say, if you subscribe to our newsletter, you've already gotten this announcement. But if you don't, then you haven't. So I want to make sure that everyone is aware of this. But we are starting to explore the possibility of some kind of Forever 35 travel retreat trip. We are partnering with this very cool company called Trova Trip that works with podcasters and authors and influencers and helps them plan trips. And we are developing what the trip is going to be. So we would love your input on that. And also it helps us just kind of get a sense of like, is there interest in this? Or are we just, you know,
are we just taking like a trip alone?
Planning a trip,
Dory?
That, yeah. Are we planning a trip that no one will want to go on?
And Dory, so, to be clear, this would be a trip that you and I are on with a group of listeners.
Yes. Yes. So we have this survey. It has a bunch of different options of like, where would you want to go? What kinds of activities would you want to do, et cetera, et cetera. So please fill this out. If you're very interested in a trip, if you're on the fence about a trip, if you're kind of contemplating the idea of a trip, we will link to it in the show notes. It's a kind of a long URL, so we'll link to it in the show notes, and you'll be able to access that. And then we'll kind of go from there. We'll let you know what you know, what's what. I know that Kate and I have some ideas about a potential trip.
We're already fantasizing about this trip.
But I will say, I don't want to like, you know, lead people in a certain direction. So I just want to have people tell us where they want to go without us like influencing them. All right. Well, those are all the announcements. Now, Kate, You had a topic you wanted to bring up.
I just wanted to kind of throw something out into the ether of the Forever 35 universe and just like maybe have a conversation, maybe just get people's thoughts or hear from people on how they have navigated this. Here's what it is, Dory. Since I started kind of working on dealing with some of these long COVID symptoms that I've been having for the last few months, one thing that I have been doing is I have been engaging in, for lack of a better phrase, an elimination diet, which basically means I have stopped eating certain things. And I find even just the words elimination diet to like trigger a lot of diet culture feelings. And so I understand if that does that for you. This may not be a conversation that is you even want to listen to. And I totally understand that. But in order to deal with some of the issues I've been having, I have more or less, without overly restricting or overly getting too into it, been limiting things like gluten, dairy, alcohol, sugar. And I think I've talked about this before, where is there space and how do we approach talking about food, eating, the way it makes us feel outside of diet culture? It's been interesting because I have noticed that I actually do feel better. My cough is gone. Certain symptoms, other symptoms are gone. And it aligns with making this, you know, choice to kind of limit some of these things and eat more of other things. You know, that I think that also should be mentioned, is that I'm not limiting what I'm eating in other ways. But I would love to know how people have navigated this. You know, I think a lot of people with autoimmune issues, and obviously food allergies, sensitivities, end up on this path. And I think it's really like, it's very empowering to feel that my body feels better. But I also feel like there isn't really a world in which we talk about what we're eating and food that doesn't somehow get co-opted by diet culture. And part of that is my own brain's innate desire to immediately go there because it's been so conditioned for the last 40 something years. So this is just something that's weighing on me, because a big part of my self-care has been taking care of this long COVID stuff and also just noticing that, like, how much better I'm actually feeling.
So, Kate, I think these are really important issues to talk about. Do you subscribe to burnt toast?
You know I do. I love burnt toast.
I think it is possible. I will send you this newsletter because I do think it will be really helpful, because she talks to this anti-diet dietitian.
I opened it on my computer already, Dory.
Okay. And what I really like is just how this person suggests kind of considering any new diet that a medical professional might put you on for medical reasons. And one of the things she says is, does any part of you want to remove this food for weight loss reasons rather than for the management of a condition or diagnosis? And I feel like that's such a good question, because it's like,
yes,
is there, and when I say you, I'm not referring to you, Kate. I'm saying I'm like you, the broader world. But like, when your doctor puts you on this diet, is there a part of you that's like, oh, well, I'll probably lose a few pounds, you know, because that is like, I feel like that starts to get into very dangerous territory.
You know what is so validating is that I had this conversation with my doctor. She was like, we don't want you to be making these choices in connection to weight loss. Like, maybe I found a
then
really
she
good
sounds
doctor.
Great. Yeah. Yeah. She sounds amazing.
I mean, what the hell? Anyway, I feel joyful because I haven't had some of these problems that have been plaguing me for the last few months, and my body feels so much better. Like, it makes me almost emotional. That's all I just wanted to say. I'm really glad you brought this newsletter up, because I opened it, but I'm going to take time to read it once we get done recording.
Yeah, I actually think based on everything you've just said, I think it will be like affirming.
I think so too. Well, Dory, thank you for just kind of giving me the space to yammer on about this stuff.
You are welcome. Anytime.
All right, we've got to take a break. We've got to take a break.
Yes, let's do it. All right.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right, we are back, and we have a couple of important follow-up questions that a listener was wondering about. Kate, are you still using the iPhone bed that your daughter made for you? And Dory, are you still making challah bread? Well, Kate, are you still using the iPhone bed?
No, I saved it. I put it on a shelf. I actually have since gotten a new iPhone because my old one broke, and I got the one that you can charge on this little like magnetic pad. So that's where my iPhone sleeps right now.
That's fun.
It's very fancy. Yeah, it's very cool. But yeah, I guess I could maybe combine the two. But no, right now the little bed lives on a shelf.
Okay. But that was such a sweet gift from your daughter.
It was really sweet
for you.
/ like, they see my phone addiction.
You know. They get me a little too well.
Exactly. Now, speaking of, I want to know about challah bread, because you were on a roll. I would say like 2020, even before COVID, you were challah breading.
Was I?
I
don't remember. I felt like I thought it started during COVID, but maybe it didn't. I don't recall. I have not made challah in a long time. You know, I think part of the challenge is that it's a long process. Like, you're not watching it constantly, but it's like a, you know, there's a few different rises and like, there's just, it's just like involved. And I feel like I don't like think about it early enough in the day a lot of times. Like, I need to plan to do it, I think is the crux of the matter here. And I just haven't done that.
Are you missing it? Do you want to be making challah bread?
Not really. I mean, I haven't like thought about making it in a long time. So that's probably, you know, a sign. I don't know. I enjoy it. I certainly enjoyed making it. But I haven't really thought about it in a while.
One thing I would be curious about, and I don't know if you feel this way or anyone else does, but the things that we did early pandemic are a bit, they're not triggering, but it's a little bit like, oh, I don't think I have the energy to revisit that right now. Like, it brings up some memories.
That's such an interesting point.
Just a thought. All right, Dory, we received a couple little tidbits of feedback on my new obsession with infrared saunas, and I just thought I would play them both, if that's okay with you.
Yes, I would love to play some infrared sauna content.
Hi, Kat and Dor. I'm just listening to episode 322, and your discussion of how Kate might be dealing with long COVID and how infrared saunas have been feeling really good to her. And I'm calling you as a PhD research methodologist and statistician. And Kate, if infrared saunas feel good to you and there's not a lot of evidence supporting necessarily that they are better than placebo effect is still an effect. So my take is, if those are making you feel good, that's self-care, and you don't have to justify doing something that's making your body feel better. So go for it. Again, you don't have to justify doing something that makes you feel good. Your body's, you know, sending you signals that you should listen to. They're valid. And I hope that that you start to feel better. And if the infrared saunas are doing it for you, just go for it. All right. Love the pod. Love you guys. Bye.
I love this.
This was very validating for me, because when I listened and they were like, and I'm a PhD statistician, I was like, uh-oh, they're going to tell me it's not working. And then when they said that, I felt very validated. So thank you, listener. We got another message about infrared saunas from someone who also found them useful. So just going to play that as well.
Hey, Kate and Dory. This is Piper calling from Los Angeles. I was just listening to the episode where Kate was talking about the infrared sauna, and I just had a little bit of anecdotal evidence supporting that they actually do some things for your skin, especially. I used to go to one in New York. It was part of my gym, and then you could go afterwards and sit in. It wasn't private, like Kate was saying, but you could go in and sit. It was about 25 minutes. Again, I couldn't bring in my phone. It was really hot. One time I went in and I had one of those really big, gross zits on my face, like where you would probably pop it because it was like annoying you because it was so gross. And I went in and I did a session just regular, like I was just going in for a normal session. And I came out and the zit was completely flat. It had gone away. All the pustulousness had disappeared. So whether or not it's doing anything for your joints and stuff, I have no idea, but that was a true thing that happened to me, and I just wanted to share it if anyone else was thinking of maybe going for some wellness. I did find that it actually helped my skin. So thanks for everything you do. I love the podcast. Talk to you later. Bye.
Wow.
I mean, now there's no way I can't not go.
Well, especially if you have a big zit.
Well, which I do. I have one of those big zits that are like the side of your nose hurting zits.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You know those zits, right? The side of the nose hurters.
I am real familiar with those.
So I'll be saunaing soon, apparently. Dory, right. Shall we share this email?
Kate, let's share it.
Okay. Hi, Kate and Dory. First time reaching out, but love you. So this may start off as a bit out there, but hear me out. So I'm reading and listening to music, Bowie, The Cure, In Excess, etc. playlist, and thinking of how interesting it was that Stranger Things introduced a new generation to Metallica and Kate Bush.
what other artists would we like to see have a comeback? And then I got thinking, has Forever 35 ever had a music-focused pod? Music can be both an escape and a way of connection, both so powerful for self-care. I myself work a high-stress job and love a concert or music festival escape. Can we talk more about this? I know you are part of the Fish fam, Kate, but I'd love to hear more about what Dory digs music-wise and our fellow 35ers. Keep on rocking.
All right. Let's put a music episode on the books.
That would be really fun, actually. Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. Let's do it.
This is where we get to have like Beyonce on.
Yes. Let me just call Beyonce and get her on the pod. That should be easy.
We'll wringle dingle Beyonce's people. Yeah, just get her on.
Yeah, I love this question. We're going to mull it over and come back with a little bit more music stuff, I guess.
Yeah, we can put together a playlist. I also don't listen to enough music, so maybe I'll you know, put my headphones on first for a little bit before we dig in. But great question. And I'm loving that the fact that my children are now Kate Bush fans.
That's pretty cute.
All right, let's take a break and we will be back with a hair question.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right. We have returned and we have a voicemail. Here we go.
Hey, ladies. What are we doing with our hair products these days? I don't mean like shampoo or styling products. I mean quite literally like hair ties, scrunchies, clips, headbands, that kind of minutia. I don't have a ton of space, so I'm not interested in doing like a full home edit moment where I buy $1,000 of the product and it takes up my entire bathroom. However, I have right now I'm just hanging like hair ties off of my like towel hooks, and it looks and feels both juvenile and just incredibly unorganized. So would love your thoughts if anyone has any cool solutions. I'm all ears because oof, it's a thing. All right. Thanks. Love the pod. Bye.
Oof. I can share the organizer that I have from the Container Store that all my hair accoutrement is organized in. I have a cabinet closet in our bathroom, and it has very deep, it's very deep. So I have a thing that goes very far back with dividers, and I have like elastics and clips, and then I have scrunchies, and then I have like headbands and smaller hair things I have in a drawer alongside my brushes, like bobby pins, tiny elastics. That's in a drawer next to the sink. That is how I do it. But I do understand the dilemma, and I just find there tend to be scrunchies and hair elastics just everywhere. And that's possibly because we have three people with longer hair in my house, but even just in my own space, they're just everywhere. I just collect them and dump them all over the place like a little scrunchie fairy.
Kate, I was going to say my scrunchies are everywhere. They're on my desk. They're on my bathroom counter. They're on my nightstand. They're on the floor. They're in the uh-huh. kitchen. Yep. They're in the car. They're like literally all over. And I don't have a system. And this voicemail is really just highlighting my personal deficiencies. So thank you.
Wow. No. they're a weird thing to store.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the idea of a bin.
I'm going to include a link to the one that I have. It's Stack, S-T-A-K bin, and it has little wheels on it. So if it's in a shelf, you can pull it kind of back and forth very easily. And they make all sorts of different sizes. And I have found this to be helpful because they are divided. Because when everything's mixed together as one, it just becomes, it's almost like a monster, like a hair monster.
A hair monster.
Okay. You know, it's like just like a, it's like the rock monster in Neverending Story, where he's just, the guy's just made of a bunch of rocks and he has a face. Oh, that's like, yeah. I feel like all my scrunchies and headbands become a, like a big monster.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay.
You're not on board with the rock monster analogy.
I mean, I love the rock monster. I haven't thought about the rock monster in quite some time. Thank you for bringing him back into my life. That's all.
It's my pleasure. That's my pleasure. Well, Dory, let's wrap here. Let's say goodbye here. And look, we've talked about a lot of things. So if people want to weigh in, you know where to find us.
Indeed. All right. Bye, everyone.